So despite all these benefits, who hasn't heard a bad story about bats? You know, they got a bad rap, but a lot of it's myth and don't believe it. So for example, they don't get tangled in your hair, at least. And, you know, they don't suck your blood dry, and they're not blind as a bat, and all those myths you've heard. So they deserve to be understood and appreciated, and that's the greatest thing that you can do to help bats, and just understanding them and telling other people that as well. So public health issues. It is true that bats are a reservoir for rabies, but so are a lot of mammals, skunks, raccoons, neighborhood dogs that haven't been vaccinated, on and on. But in very low in the population, 0.1% actually carry the rabies virus. Since 1953, there's only been 10 related bat deaths from rabies. Dogs, before the vaccination came out, were much more of a carrier than bats ever have been. There's another thing going on that's called histoplasmosis infection. Maybe you've never heard of that, but it's a respiratory fungus that kind of thrives in either bat guano or the droppings of other animals. And if you kind of stir that up, you could be susceptible to this little respiratory thing. It's fairly benign, even if you were to contract it. So not a big deal. Best to just wear a mask or something. So the gist is, with simple precautions, bats present little risk to human health, despite everything we've heard.